It was just something I sustained during my last match through extensive sort of research with the doctor's team here. We found that I have a slight tear on the vastus medialis in my quad and just a large area of swelling about 5 centimeters long, 3 centimeters wide, and a centimeter deep of swelling and bleeding.
I mean, it's obviously a huge disappointment for you to end this way, but can you try and sum up your whole London experience and your whole year for us?
Yeah, it's obviously right now I'll probably hear a little bit more of a pessimistic style. I don't think it's just because of what the decision I've had to make. I've had a great time here. It's been a great experience, very different from the one I had last year as an alternate. I was fortunate to have been able to play well last tournament of the year, to give myself an opportunity here to sort of feel this through, have this experience, and it motivates me a lot to come here next year, do what I can and do better than I did. I felt I did pretty well, but I've always felt like I could do significantly better than I had, so I'm happy with that. The year was consistent. I wish I would have had a few more breakthrough moments throughout the career, but not the career, the year, but I feel like I did a good job in giving myself an opportunity to do well and to pretty much play every weekend of the big tournaments that that I entered in, so I'm happy with that, and I know that's only going to get better.
Right.
Milos, you said it happened in the previous match. Do you know specifically when in that match it happened?
It happened towards the end of the first set. To be honest, it originally felt like cramping, but then I only had more of an idea of what it was when I sat down on the changeover and had to stand up, and that's when I could feel that there was something that wasn't necessarily cramp.
Miros, right here. Can you talk about the rivalry with Kei Nishikori you were supposed to play today, because he'll be playing 4 matches this season and you're in the same generation. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we've had a lot of good matches. He's got an opportunity to move on beyond the group stage now. But from my understanding, I'm not exactly sure how it works. Everybody's got a live shot right now as well, so this match is going to have definitely a significant importance. I wish I could have competed in it, but it is what it is. I had to understand that. As badly as I wanted to play, a lot of it, especially at this event, is with just such strict top competition, is about being at the top of your game, and I couldn't be close to that today, and it would be unfair towards the fans if I was to step out there and either play a mediocre match all the way through, or if things got worse, had to stop. So that was definitely an important key to it.
Milos, can you just detail the prognosis as far as the injury itself? Is this preventative for you not playing today and looking ahead to the off season and forward to January?
Well, what I was consistently told with this is if I was to step out on court, I'd sort of be walking a tightrope where I can play, obviously not at 100%, but with the significant risk of losing up 6 to 8 weeks if things go badly. So losing 6 to 8 weeks of solely rehab sort of means you lose 12 weeks of getting back into shape and everything. Those are definitely significant factors in my decision. That very strongly at some points I didn't want to sort of accept it and listen to it, but it is what it is, and I, alongside my team and all the staff on the ATP, made the best decision, I believe.
Yeah, in the back.
Milos, to what extent is your rise, your presence here this week, semi-final at Wimbledon, generating real interest in tennis in Canada?
I think it's grown significantly. I think participation numbers are up significantly. The desire to watch tennis, to follow tennis, has grown significantly. They've shown that in numbers. And actually, we are able to make significant impacts on markets in Canada that really don't have many opportunities to see tennis when we travel for Davis Cup and so forth. The outcome has been amazing, and I think it's every result, every good result is just sort of building on that and helping it grow.
Any final questions? Yeah.
Could you talk when exactly did you decide to pull out, and did you talk to Kay after you decided to pulling out?
I didn't have a chance to speak to Kay. I decided maybe 10 minutes ago, shortly before I came up here. The only person I really had a chance to talk to was David, just to let him know that he would be playing. And that's pretty much it.
Any final questions? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.